A class of fifth graders from Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in South LA led the Pledge of Allegiance and rushed to score the first goal on their brand new soccer field. The construction for this project cost about $650,000. The 80 by 130 feet swath of bright green synthetic grass has white outlining and two net goals surrounded by fencing. Outside the gate are two sets of new bleachers. 20-year-old Minerva Hernandez lives with her family next door to the park. She says the field used to be all dirt and made the neighborhood look messy and dusty.
And we talked about like how to improve the park, how they could make it better, and they actually listened. They took their time to renew the whole park and make the park a better place.
Michael Scholl from the Department of Recreation and Parks says the synthetic grass is a huge improvement to replace the dirt problem from before.
It's hard to keep the grass actually growing because of the use, you know, so this, you know, and quite often on our turf soccer fields, we have to close them down for a few months to allow them to regenerate and, you know, grow back. A synthetic field, we don't. It can be used, 365 days of the year.
Last year, 18 new parks were built in the South Los Angeles area. There is an initiative to build 50 new parks next year through Proposition K, a ballot measure that was passed in 1996 for the purpose of funding parks. 8th District Council member Bernard Park says the cost of the project grew significantly, but will have a greater impact on the health of the community.
What I thought was so important when we first started the project is that when you look at some of our schools, such as MLK School here, they have no green space on the whole campus. It's all asphalt. So kids do not have a place to actually have a physical training exercise. So we invited them to use this park as part of their school curriculum, and they have.
The Martin Luther King Jr. Recreation Center is the 20th park in Los Angeles to have a synthetic grass field. Stephanie Monti, Annenberg Radio News.